at 9:54 a.m., shortly after services started, emergency dispatchers began receiving 911 calls from the synagogue. One of the calls was from Mr. Werber. "Active shooter," said the dispatcher. "Tree of Life Synagogue, 5898 Wilkins Ave. There is an active shooter in the building. They are being attacked. There is gunfire. Caller is going to be on the third floor. One person down so far." Mr. Werber, a 76-year-old retired information technology worker, had come to Saturday services and, as usual, Cecil and David Rosenthal, two brothers with long ties to the congregation, were just inside, greeting people and handing out prayer books. Mr. Werber noticed a table by the entrance with some wine goblets and a bottle of whiskey, presumably for a special ceremony called a bris in one of the other congregations. Mr. Werber did not usually come on Saturday mornings, preferring Friday night and Sunday morning services, but it was the Yazit, the anniversary of his mother's death, and thus a solemn occasion for him. He went down the stairs to the New Light Sanctuary, where the rabbi of his congregation and two others had already gathered. There were two more members there that morning, Daniel Stein and Richard Gottfried. They were in the kitchen, making sure the lox, cream cheese, bagels, and eggs were ready for the next day's breakfast. In the sanctuary, Mr. Wax, 88, who was a fixture at New Light, stood in the front to begin the service. The rabbi was there. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. "I assume that someone had run into that table," Mr. Werber said, referring to the table with the wine goblets. "So I opened the door to look, and I saw the body of Cecil on the steps." He knew immediately what had happened. So did the rabbi, who had already gone to the back of the sanctuary, where a swinging door led into a storage room about 6 feet across. Mr. Werber, Mr. Wax, the rabbi, and Carol Black, another congregant, all hurried in. It was pitch dark inside. "I didn't know that room too well," Mr. Werber said. "I had been in it once, and I knew there might be a back way out of the building there in the dark. I couldn't find it." The rabbi did apparently find a way out and left to seek help. Mr. Werber, feeling around in the darkness, called 911 on his cell phone and described what he was hearing. More shots, and then silence. Joseph Charney, 90, a congregant at the Tree of Life Synagogue since 1955, said he was standing in front of a woman who was reading to the congregation and next to his rabbi when they heard what he thought was furniture falling.